Good afternoon to all of you that are chiming in on this afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us today for our noonday hour of 60 for 60. Amen. We are so grateful to God for every time we gather. And for those of you that were with us on this morning, you know that we were talking about deliverance. We were talking about mantling. We were talking about the reformers' assignment, where our focus was on this morning: deliverance, mantling, and the reformers' assignment. And we're going to stay right there on this afternoon, but I just want to kind of target mantling at this time. I wanted to kind of target that on this afternoon. So take a moment, if you can, just text someone and say, hey, listen, don't forget, we are on the line, and we are on the line right now. We're getting ready to talk about that bridge that goes from deliverance to mantling. There is a bridge that goes from deliverance to mantling. Deliverance, we talked about it earlier this morning. For those of you that were not with us, we encourage you to get the replay, and you can listen back to the replay. If you don't currently get our emails, just email us at info@scentmiami.com. That's info@scentmiami.com, and we'll get those recordings over to you. But this morning we were talking about deliverance and how deliverance removes what restrains you. It removes the authority that you were once under. But mantling establishes what heaven intends to build through you, okay? So I gave you somewhat of a progression earlier this morning of how this all works and how God moves us through our deliverance, right? How he takes us from a time of removing us from under that authority, cleans us up, he gives us a discipline, he gives us all of these things, and he brings us up until the place where we are being mantled for an assignment. So mantling, for those that may be writing on today, is the establishment of what heaven intends to build through us. A mantle in Scripture speaks to the authorization for assignments, okay? So it includes grace for the work. It includes wisdom for the work. It includes endurance for the work. It includes jurisdiction for the work, right? And so that's why many times when we are being mantled and people may ask us, wow, how can you accomplish all of those things? Well, you've been graced to accomplish them. There's a grace that God applies to our life for the work. You cannot do it in your own person. There must be a grace that God places upon your life. But not only the grace, you get the wisdom, you get the endurance, and you get the jurisdiction for that work, right? It is the capacity that's released by God that matches your responsibility. I'll say that one more time for anyone that's writing on today. It is the very capacity that is released by God that is going to match your responsibility. And this is why deliverance and bloodline restoration must include mantling, okay? This is why. Because when God breaks cycles, he also forms a person who can guard the future with wisdom and obedience. Let me say that one more time. When God breaks cycles in our life, he also forms a person who can guard the future with wisdom and obedience. And when God heals a bloodline, he also establishes righteous practices so the same breaches don't open again, all right? Nehemiah gives us language for this in Nehemiah 2 and 17. If you want to jot that down and go back and read it, Nehemiah 2 and 17 says, Ye see the distress that we are in. It says, ye see the distress that we are in. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem. So Nehemiah did not only identify distress, he carried responsibility. He received strategy. He confronted the resistance and he rebuilt. Okay? Sometimes all we're doing is identify identifying that there's a problem. But when God mantles you, he does not just give you the ability to identify. He also gives you the capacity to carry responsibility. He gives you the capacity to carry strategy and confront resistance and rebuild. Nehemiah 6 verse 3 says, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. That is the posture of focus under pressure. Nehemiah was absolutely under pressure. He had enemies on every side. However, his posture was, I am going to focus even under pressure. And so right here, I just want us to pray right here about the alignment that goes from deliverance to mantling, from deliverance to mantling. So if you're able to unmute your line at this time, I'm going to encourage you to do so as we pray into this on today. Father, we thank you for deliverance that touches every layer of our life. We ask you to complete what you have started in us, what you have initiated, Father, in us. We ask you to seal what you cleanse, Father. We ask you today, Lord God, to strengthen what you heal. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, so that we can be prepared to be mantled. Father, I'm praying today, Lord God, that there's someone on this line, Lord God, that is calling on you to touch them in the areas of their life, Lord God, where they need to be transition and delivered, brought out of darkness and into the light. And Father, we know that, Lord God, not everyone is habitual sin. We know, Lord God, that people, Lord God, that are, they are striving to live every day, Lord God, like you. But for some of us, Lord God, there's still areas in our life, Lord God, where we need to be touched again. We need to be touched, Lord God, and we need, Lord God, those parts to be exposed, Father. Lord God, we need, Lord God, you to, Lord God, to touch us in the places, Lord God, where we need healing, where we need deliverance, Lord God, where we need enlightenment, Father, in the name of Jesus, so we can be prepared to be mantled, oh God. Place your government upon our lives on today. Place your wisdom on our decisions today, Father. Place your restraint again. Place it on our mouth. Place a guard on our mouths, oh God. Place your endurance, Lord God, on our consistency, God. Give us clean motives on today. Give us disciplined follow-through, Father. Give us integrity, Lord God, that matches our influence. Father, we're praying on today that you would establish us for responsibility, God. We don't want to operate in pride, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you would establish us for service, oh God. Establish us for leadership, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for aligning us, oh God, and bringing us from deliverance into our mantling in Jesus' name. Now listen, there are four marks of a reformer's mantle. There are four marks of a reformer's mantle. Amen. The first one is a burden for broken systems. If you have a burden for broken systems, that is one of the marks of a reformer's mantle. Isaiah 58 and 12 says these words, thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. It says, thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. A reformer does not only feel pain. A reformer carries responsibility for restoration. You are not just put in your bloodline to carry the pain. You are put in your bloodline to carry the responsibility for restoration. A reformer thinks in terms of repair and structure and sustainability. So if you feel that, if you have a burden for broken systems, then that is a mark that you are carrying a reformer mantle. The other thing that a reformer carries is the strategy from heaven. You carry the strategy from heaven. Habakkuk 2 and 2 is a familiar scripture to many of us. It says, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. So strategy includes giving people clarity, giving people sequence and timing and language that people can understand. Reformers often carry the ability to translate vision into steps. Amen. And so you've got the grace to do it. And so I want you to understand that if you have strategy from heaven, if you have plain language for people to help bring them into understanding, then you have been marked as a reformer and you carry the mantle of a reformer. The other thing is that that's an identifier is you have courage to confront opposition. How many of you have been giving this unusual courage that comes from the Lord? Amen. Some of you may be shy, but there's a courage, you know, that comes upon you. Some of you don't like confrontation, but there's a courage that comes upon you to confront opposition. Nehemiah 6:3 says, I am doing a great work. So I cannot come down. What I want you to understand today is that courage is consistent obedience under pressure, okay? Courage is consistent obedience under pressure, and it includes discernment. It includes boundaries. It includes restraint. And number four, if you want to know if you have been marked by the mantle of a reformer, then you have multi-generational perspectives beyond just one lifetime. If you have multi-generational perspective beyond one lifetime, then you know you've been marked as a reformer in this generation. Psalm 78:6 says these words, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born. So a reformer builds with continuity in mind, and that includes discipleship and training and wise structure. So I want us to pray into this on today. Amen. We're probably going to end with this, maybe pick up on tomorrow possibly. But I want us to pray together in these particular four sections, amen, here about deliverance to mantling. Amen. And so we want to pray about the marks of a reformer at this time. So, Father, thank you, Lord God, for burdens. Thank you, God, for purifying those burdens, oh God, from removing the murmur and the complaining out of our mouth, God, removing the cynicism, removing any superiority that may be in our hearts, God. Thank you, Lord God, for removing impatience, Lord God, that produces harshness, God, and purifying our burden. God, we're praying today that you would expose the specific breach that you are assigning us to repair, that you would expose what has been normalized but is not righteous, God, that you would expose what has been tolerated but keeps harming people, expose what we keep naming without confronting, and give us wisdom to address root causes. Lord God, give us patience to rebuild foundations properly, God. We're praying that you would give us discipline for consistent work, oh God, giving us resilience, oh God, when progress is slow, God. Provide resources that are required for restoration. Provide training, God, that's required for restoration, Father. Provide aligned relationships that's required for restoration. Let what you restore remain stable and protected in the name of Jesus, Father. Give us the instruction, Lord God, that is clear. Give us the sequence, oh God, that is ordered, Father. Give us timing that is wise, Lord God. Language that is understandable, Father. Correct our planning, God, where it has been rushed. Correct our planning where it has been vague. Correct our planning where it has been driven by pressure, Lord God. Teach us how to write what you reveal. Teach us how to communicate vision without confusion. Teach us how to break plans into steps that can be executed, Father. Teach us how to delegate with wisdom, Father. Teach us how to build teams, Lord God, that are aligned with your will. Father, we're praying today, Lord God, that you will protect us from scattered focus in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to declare that over their mind today, that my mind is protected from scattered focus. Protect us from unnecessary detours. Protect us from partnerships that weaken obedience. Give us faith to execute. Give us discipline to follow through. Give us humility to revise when you redirect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying today that you would establish courage in each and every one of us, oh God, that stabilizes us. Strengthen our inner man today. Strengthen our discernment today. Strengthen our boundaries, oh God. Strengthen our ability to remain consistent when pressure increases around about us. God, expose directions, expose distractions, oh God, that have been designed to slow down the work. Expose invitations that drain our focus. God, expose, Lord God, conversations that are meant to pull us into cycles. Expose emotional triggers that the enemy uses to move us off of assignment. We renounce fear of people. We renounce approval seeking. We renounce intimidation. We renounce, oh God, compromise. We renounce retreat. Give us patience in pressure, God. Give us clarity under attack. Give us self-control in conflict. Keep our hands steady and our minds clear, Father. Keep our hearts free from offense in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to lift their voice today and begin to renounce people-pleasing, Lord God, and fear of people and approval-seeking and intimidation and compromise and impatience. Come on, and retreating in the name of Jesus. God is giving us hands that are steady. He's giving us feet that are steady. He's giving us minds that are clear. He's giving us hearts that are free from offense in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying today. Can somebody take over for me right here? Come on and pray for me right here, please. Do I have anyone that can take over for me right here? Please come forth.
God, we thank you, O Father, for keeping us grounded in you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that our strategy comes from you, God, as the reformer, Father, as ones who get divine insight from you, O God. We stand, O God, we stand, O Father God, rooted and grounded in the firm foundation of you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that where the enemy tries to bring in doubt, where the enemy tries to bring in timidness, Father, we stand in the name of Jesus, in the strength and the courage and the clarity that we know, oh Father God, where our help comes from. We know that you have already gone before us, Lord, that you've already gone ahead. There are chariots that are fighting on our behalf, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. You've already set the plan, oh God, and set the place, and we are walking in tandem with you, oh Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, for instilling us with consistent obedience under pressure. When pressure comes, when opposition is ahead, Lord, we will not back down, but we will thrust forward because, oh God, you are in our back. The winds are blowing in our back concerning oppression, concerning opposition, concerning spaces where the enemy tries to cloud our vision. God, we stand with you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We silence every voice that tries to whisper lies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We silence every voice, oh God, that tries to deter us from walking in who we are and whose we are, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, that we are not just hearers, oh God, of your word, but we are doers of your word, oh God. We walk in consistent obedience, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We won't be moved in our obedience. We will not compromise, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, but we will stand firm, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for those, oh Father, who have multi-generational perspective, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those who have the burden, oh Rabbah Soreminda, da da da. The inside for the generations beyond them, oh God, who build, oh Father God, something that stands and that will stand the test of time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. for every builder, every reformer, oh God, who has that burden for in their families, Jesus, that burden, oh God, to break through barriers, that burden that breaks through strongholds, that burden that breaks through chains, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lift them up, oh God, those who have that burden, oh God. Lift them up, oh Father God, that they won't go weary in well-doing, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, guard them, oh Father God, in their coming and going, oh God. Be a shield of protection surrounding them, that may no arrow, oh Father God, will harm them in the name of Jesus. Though the weapons may form, they will not prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we give you glory. Oh, Lord, we give you glory for the reformers that are builders, God, the reformers that build foundations that will last from generation to generation, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. Yes, oh Jesus. Father, we thank you, God.
Yes, you can keep praying.
Father, we give you glory, O God, that we are walking, O God, as sons, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we thank you, O God, that we are standing firm, O God, in who our identity is. God, our identity is in Christ. Our identities are not in the things of this world, God, but our identity is in you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. When you look at us, you see your reflection, O Father. In Jesus' mighty name, you are building up your reformers, oh God, raising them up, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that won't be shifted, those that will not allow any winds to blow them out of their position, God.
Yes, Lord.
We give you glory, God. We give you glory. We are unmovable and unshakable, though the winds may blow, that we will not break. We may bow, we may move, and we may bend, but we will not break. We will not break. We are planted like a tree of living water, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, producing in all seasons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your reformers. God, we thank you for those that have the burden, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the chain breakers. We thank you for the cycle breakers. We thank you for the visionaries, oh Father God, that will carry it out, oh Jesus, God. And we give you glory on this day, oh Lord, for this time of intercession, God. We give you glory on this day, oh Lord, for this time of pressing. Oh Jesus, we give you glory, oh Lord, for this time of breaking, oh God. We're breaking past ceilings, oh Father God. We're building traction and capacity, Father, in the name of Jesus. We are a generation of those who seek after you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are a generation of those who will not back down. We are they who will turn the world upside down, in the name of we bless your name, your burning one, God. We bless your name, oh Father. Hey, your peculiar one, God, we bless you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4, and as PIT Cameron was praying on today, 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 12 came up in my spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:8-12 says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We have been persecuted, or we're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then worketh in us, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. Amen. Keep that close to your hearts on today, that yes, we are troubled all around us, but we are not in distress. Yeah, you might be very perplexed by what you see, what you hear, but we're not in despair. We will be persecuted, but know that even though you're persecuted, wherever you're persecuted at, you are not forsaken. You are not destroyed, although you may be cast down. Because verse 10 says that we are always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Why? So that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. That's what we never need to forget. We that live are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. These are the things that are not preached much in the word, in the church. We have to remind people. We have sensationalized the gospel in such a way that people don't think that there's a part of this that we will be suffering in, that we will be persecuted. Amen. But as we die daily to our flesh, the life of Jesus is made manifest in our bodies. Hallelujah. And so we want to never forget that on today. Never forget that on today. That, yeah, you may experience some trouble, but don't be distressed, people of God. Don't be blown by every wind and doctrine that comes your way. Yeah, your tree may bend. Don't let it bow. Your tree may lose limbs, but you are still rooted. Amen. Don't forget that on today. I'm going to open the line. Anyone that wants to come forth, if you have a testimony, if you have something you want to share, you can do so at this time. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. You're worthy to be praised.
Will there be one on today that would like to come forth, testify? If you've been blessed today, you can come forth at this time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised.
Well, we thank God for all of you that have joined us today. Amen. All 15 of you beautiful people of God, thank you so much for joining 60 for 60, for staying with us. Amen. Through every day, every watch, we thank God for there is strength in numbers. Hallelujah. And just as we stated this morning, prayer is literally, it's just resting on our bodies. Amen. I just saw that so clear this morning, how as you all were praying and that momentum was building, that the words were like literally just resting, sticking to our very bodies. Never, ever think that your prayers are not advancing, that they're not working on your behalf, because as prayer ascends before the Father, He is responding and His ear is inclined to His people. We love you. More grace.